What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we're going to be doing an episode all about birth charts. We're going to dip our toes back into astrology, which we talked about once a long time ago on the show. And Delaney and I are both Aries, so we will see what the overlap is.
Yes.
I'm eager to learn more about this. I'm always a little bit on the fence, like, anytime I read stuff about Aries specifically, I'm like, oh, that for sure sounds like me. But then when it gets into this level of like the moon and the sun and the time you were born, I don't know. We're going to see. We're going to see how we feel about it by the end of this episode.
Yes.
This is coming out on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. If you celebrate. If you're listening tonight and you live in the Fort Wayne, Indiana area, I've got one more show tonight at Summit City Comedy Club. That's a mouthful. Ooh. And then the tour continues in Hartford, Syracuse, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York City, Niagara Falls, Vegas, San Diego, Tampa, Bakersfield, Boston, Oklahoma City, Austin, Indianapolis, Spokane, Providence, Fort Collins, Raleigh, Washington, D.C., Grand Rapids, Atlanta, and just added Houston. If you heard your city or you're near there, go to kelseycook.com and get some tickets. I don't want to jinx it because it's not set in stone yet and we're still figuring some things out. But there's a chance I might be shooting my special March 9th through 12th in Minneapolis. So all of our Minneapolis helpsters, please come out. Would love to have you in the crowd. And
yes. Oh, Kels, that's so exciting.
Thank you. Well, it's like getting figured out. So who knows, you guys might hear me in the next episode or two being like, it's not happening, or it is for sure. But I just want to throw that out there now, because if it is, I would just, ooh, let's pack it out, helpsters. That would be so nice. So
that's so exciting. Maybe I'll fly out for it.
I would shit my pants. I would be so happy.
Yeah, keep me posted.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yay.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Let's see. Valentine's Day today. So that means tomorrow, season 4 of Efficionado, the podcast, is releasing, the Minimalist Business podcast. And we just got done with the round of voting. So the community picked all the episodes and voted on their favorites. And the highest voted topic that will be airing tomorrow is everybody wants me to interview Cam on the podcast and talk about navigating entrepreneurship and marriage. And so we're going to talk about like
from his perspective, what it's been like to like be with me through all these different pivots and career transitions. And we're also going to just answer all your questions, like how we split expenses or whatever else that you want us to answer. So we'll be kind of, we'll be pulling you on my list, DelaneyFisher.com. If you join my email list, you'll get that prompt where you can submit your question. So yeah, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a very honest conversation over there.
What a great idea.
So there
though.
You go. Yeah. They freaking crushed it. So many good ideas came out of this last voting round. Yeah. So excited. So yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Join me. If you're an entrepreneur, if you just want to learn more shit about Cam, you know, just come hang out.
Yeah. Cam is he's a Mary Poppins purse of personality. It just keeps going bottomless. There's no limit. Always more to learn.
You never know what you're
going to
pull out first.
Always more to learn.
Awesome. We do have a quotable of the episode. Kels, would you like to read that?
Sure. So this is not attributed to anybody specifically, but the quote is, "We don't walk away to teach people a lesson. We walk away because we finally learned ours."
Ooh. Oh my gosh. I just got chills, full body chills from that. Holy shit. That's a good one. That was submitted by our helpster Marissa over at Patreon, patreon.com/self-helpless. Is that right?
Self-helpless. Yes.
Holy shit. If you want to submit quotes that get on the show, head over there. But damn, Marissa, you are not playing around with that one. That was excellent.
Bringing the heat.
Really bringing the heat. It's been a while since I've reacted that way to a quote in my body.
Yeah, what a great Delicious. One for Valentine's Day. Some people might be really getting ramped up tonight and being like, I've had enough, fuck this. But that is a good reminder that it's like you can't change people, but you can control yourself.
Exactly. You can only control what you do.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get into it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Awesome. So just a heads up, a lot of this information is from just astrology things, the sources and psychic science. And then Kels, I don't know, you can check yours as well, but basically just an overview. You know, I like these things because I think anything can be a great tool just for reflection and, you know, setting intentions and stuff like that. So what is a birth chart? A birth chart, also known as a natal chart, is a map of where all the major planets and astral bodies were located at the time you were born. Most people are aware of their sun sign, which most of us know. However, there are multiple aspects of astrology governing our lives. All the astral bodies were moving through different zodiac signs and houses at your time of birth, and their positions will have different effects on your personality and life. For example, the position of the moon will determine your emotions and inner self, etc. So we can look to these placements in order to further understand our strengths, weaknesses, and purpose in life. And a birth chart basically gives a detailed analysis of your temperament, your character, based on the exact positions of the planets and other important astrological signifiers, including the ascendant or rising sign, midheaven, moon's nodes, and part of fortune. I do not know what any of that means. However, I love, we will definitely have an astrology expert on the show at some point. Okay. But we thought it'd be fun to just kind of look up our birthday and see what resonated. And so we both pulled things that really hit home.
Yeah.
And I just love when you're able to kind of break down your personality, see what resonates, and then implement steps that improve something, whether it's your business, your relationship, whatever. So, Kels, you want to just go back and forth of things that we found and we'll talk
about it? Can I ask, going into this on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes.
One being you're very, no, one being that you really believe in this, and 10 being that you're super skeptical, like where do you fall?
Ooh. God, that is such a good question. Well, you know, I don't have enough information about it. I honestly can't make an educated, like, I can't give an educated answer because I have so much surface level stuff. I can go off of what we did today, like what we're doing right now.
Right.
I would say I resonated with about 50% of the information. 50% of the information I resonated with from this. What about you?
Well, I resonate a lot with any sort of Aries description, but like, So I don't know. I feel like I'm being a hypocrite because on one hand, I'm like, well, then I do think I believe in it. I really feel like an Aries through and through in a lot of ways. But yeah. Then when I start to think about like what the planet positions were in at a certain time that I shot out of my mom, like I'm like, why would that affect how I am with money? That right. is so – I don't know. It's a little yes. bit of a stretch at certain times to me. But then again, I'm also the person who has believed in feng shui for years.
Yeah.
But I kind of have that same – belief about feng shui where it's like there's certain things to me that make sense about it. And then there's other things where I'm like, I'm not going to be able to keep up with all of it.
I understand. And I think it's just kind of all about energy. I honestly, we'll have to get somebody on to kind of explain the more scientific, you know, part of it. But I look at this as a tool, the way that I look at anything else, like this is a tool, you know, the four tendencies by Gretchen Rubin is a personality tool. The Myers-Briggs is a personality tool, Clifton Strengths, all these different things where they assess yeah. your personality, your strengths, your weaknesses, and then they help you kind of implement steps to improve certain areas or really kind of leverage your strengths and forget about the weaknesses a little bit. Yeah. In certain areas. That's kind of how I look at it. But it's so funny because I agree with you, Kels. When it's about kind of Aries, like a snapshot of Aries, I feel like, ooh, that resonates a lot. But this was like so in depth and this was pages and pages long. I mean, it was like yeah. 50 page report. So there's so much information here. And so I felt like I resonated with about half of it. But I'm also like, 31 years old. And if I looked at it in 20 years, I might resonate with the other half at some point. So true. Where I am right now, this is kind of what is making sense for my life at the moment. But I think it's all about what you do with the information. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you know what time you were born?
Yes. 8:03 a.m.
Wow. See, yes. for listeners, if you would like to follow along and look at your own as we talk, yeah. the one that I used, which I felt like was the most simple, easy to digest, is costarastrology.com. And basically you enter the city you were born in, the date you were born, and the time you were born.
Yeah.
I think that's all you need to put in. But if you don't know your specific time, because I couldn't find my specific time, I think my baby book is in storage. And so I think my mom was in labor for a long time. So they're like, by the time you came out, who knows? Like, we right. don't even remember. But I'm sure it's in my baby book. I just couldn't find it. So they say that it's not quite as accurate if you don't know your specific time. So I, gotcha. Yeah, I'm curious to see if your yeah. your results are different, but
yes. And I got my results from Cafe Astrology and same thing with you, Kels. It was the date of birth, time, location, but my location isn't super accurate because they didn't have my city on the dropdown. So I had to pick the closest city to me.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's a big factor too. If you're not having like as close to the location as possible, I wonder if that affects it. It's all yeah. very fascinating, but
yeah, it really is.
yes.
So when the readings always start with the sun. And is that your basic go-to astrological sign?
I think that's what Aries is for us.
Right. That's what I mean.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, yes, I think so. And now this is how I believe. Yeah. And I believe this is now how like Aries interacts with all the other shit that was happening on the, in space.
In space. Yeah. The website I'm on says the sun sign determines your ego, identity, and role in life. So it's kind of like your anchor.
That like core
your
thing.
Identity. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, this is going to be a real DIY birth chart episode, you guys. It's really like we're going to get through it together.
We're making necklaces with Cheerios and yarn over here for the birth chart. So just.
Well, okay. So a little overview on Aries. Aries is an active energetic sign. People with sun in Aries are direct, straightforward, and uncomplicated. So that's the overview.
It's you and me, baby.
Okay.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's do it. This one I resonated with a ton. I'm not given to long drawn out emotional moments. This is something where in my personal life, mm-hmm. if I'm sad about something, I know this sounds really bad and I feel like shitty even saying it, but I get bored of being sad. Like if I'm sad, oh. I'm like, okay, now what? Like I give myself time to feel it, but yeah. I get antsy pretty quick and I'm like, okay, how are we going to solve this? What? Here's a million ideas in my head of what next steps can happen. Oh. And so with that long drawn out emotional moments, I really very much resonate with that. And it's not like I'm consciously trying to pull myself out of emotion or anything. I think it's just how I cope with something like that happening, you know, something a very emotional happening. I don't know.
Interesting.
What you got on your list?
So the website I'm on, CoStar Astrology, it says your sun is Aries, meaning you are fundamentally assertive, persistent, and courageous, naturally competitive, fiercely independent. Yep, all those things for sure. This one got me right in the butthole. It says you need to learn to understand other people as complex wholes.
Interesting.
And by the way, not whole. I shouldn't have said, but that's so funny that I was like, oh, it's got me in the butthole. And then anyway, complex holes as in a whole person. And I could not that really got me. I was like, shit, that's so true. Because I do have a hard time, I think, like, sometimes I just want to see people as like, they are just great. Like, I think especially in relationships, as you're getting to know somebody and you're getting to see kind of like their most desirable version of themselves.
Right.
And then as time goes on, you see more of their shadow side, right? And I think I have a hard time accepting when I start to see the shadow side in somebody, because I'm just like, no, but how can you have these traits that are not great but also be so great in all these ways? I have my brain doesn't like to put those two things together for whatever reason.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you ever struggle with that, you feel?
That's a good question. I don't know if I resonate with that one a whole lot.
Okay.
Cause I look at I don't know. Well, how do you feel about like when you think about yourself? Do you think of yourself as like a complicated whole, or do you think of yourself as either this or that?
Oh, I mean, I definitely think of myself as a complex whole, for sure.
Interesting.
I mean, complex whole.
I can't. Lots of stuff going on with Kelsey's whole.
Hashtag manicure tool story. That's so funny that the website uses that word, because that just sounds like it should be like Avril Lavigne's next album is like complex whole or something. Like some sort of – it's just like very like – you guys don't understand me. You know what I mean? Of course. It's like, that's the thing that's frustrating. It's like, well, I know that I've got, you know, things that aren't desirable in me. And yet I think I have a harder time accepting it in others.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one. I feel like we could all do a better job of that. I think it's good. Like when you feel like, oh, I'm having a hard time. Well, how would you want somebody to think about you? Would you want them to think of you as a this or that or a complex hole?
I think also I'm such a big like advocate for therapy that I am always trying, just being a perfectionist, I'm always trying to figure out like what I can improve about myself and what things need to be worked on. And then I go work on them. So for me, it's not so much that I'm like, upset by seeing things in a potential partner that aren't ideal. It's like, are they willing to work on them? And are they self-aware enough that maybe they either can notice it on their own, or if it's brought to their attention, they aren't going to be like, well, fuck that. Right. Like,
right. Yes. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. They live their, okay, this is for me. You live your life simply. Love simplicity.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean as a business simplicity coach or a minimalist or a vegan or what? Which part of my life is I like simplicity?
Oh, wow.
So that got me.
Yes.
Cam would definitely say this is a me thing. Impatience is a definite vice. Okay.
Oh,
I feel
Lord.
Like I know where this stems Same. From. Yeah. I want to experience everything right now. It all feels exciting and urgent, and I'm fucking stoked to be on the planet. That's really how I feel. And I honestly think that comes from this constant awareness that I don't want to get morbid here, but we're all going to die someday. And right. I feel like that's always kind of an underlying feeling that I have, is like, there's so much I want to experience, and I'm not going to be able to do everything. And so I want to try to do as much as I can while I'm here. And that's where my impatience comes from. And Cam can attest. Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
You and I are for sure the same sign in that way, because that is one of my less desirable traits about myself, is that I'm incredibly impatient, and I'm trying to be better about it too. But same as you. You and I are just jazzed on life.
Oh, dude.
It's
exhausting sometimes.
Feel it all, experience it all. Yeah.
Yes. Have you done anything to help with that impatience? Because I've talked about how I have certain rules for myself now, where if I have an idea, I can't act on that idea for several months or like a year or whatever, because it's basically saying, look, you get excited about stuff, you know, and let's hold off on this so you don't just constantly shift gears. And then if you still want to do this in 6 months or a year, you know that it's something that you really, really want to do going forward, and then you can do it.
That's super interesting. With career stuff, I feel like the lesson I've learned is, having done stand-up now for 12 years, you learn that like you get better each year. And I used to be really like wanting all of the big career things a long time ago. And I learned that, I've talked before about like my Tonight Show process. It took me a year to get the Tonight Show from when I first started submitting to when I did it. And I ended up, like, of course, during that year, I felt so impatient. I was like, fuck, I just want to do it. But like, it was so much better for me to have waited that long, because the set got better and better by the time I did it. So I just try to remind myself of that. Like, you're always improving. So even if something isn't like happening the second that you think it will, well, you're just going to keep getting better. So it's okay.
Yes. Yes.
What it's saying now is ascendant. It says your ascendant is the mask you present to people. It can be seen in your personal style and how you come off to people when you first meet. This is just very interesting to me, like what each thing is they're saying and how it's like different parts of us as humans. Basically, it says that my ascendant is in Cancer, meaning you come across as gentle, intuitive, and warm, though some may regard this as overly emotional or sensitive to criticism.
For sure. I can, like,
especially like the birth control years. Oh my God. trademark the birth control years. Overly emotional, sensitive to overly emotional, sensitive to criticism. Through the roof. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's an interesting one. Mine says, okay, innovation is a huge strength of yours. You love to start anything new. You have trouble sitting still. You're a pioneer in whatever you choose to do. And you generally know what you want and know the quickest route to get it.
Yeah.
Kelsey has been on the other end of my text spirals of like, hey, we can do this XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. Okay. How do you think? Okay. Let me get back to me on Tuesday with XYZ. Bye-bye. Yes. Yes. I totally resonate with that. I like a challenge. I'm usually happiest when I feel like I'm active and things are moving forward. And on the other side of that, I get bored when life feels too easy. Gosh, I'm really trying to get better at that because I've noticed a pattern with myself where when I can see the trajectory of something, I'm like, okay, so this leads to this, leads to this. Okay. I know my whole life now. I'm going to move on to something that I find more exciting or there's more uncertainty or like something. Mm-hmm. And I've done that a lot. And now I feel like I'm so glad I'm an entrepreneur because now my trajectory can change the way that I want it to. If I feel a little bit bored, I can make a slight adjustment and feel that excitement again, where other careers options that I was considering at some point, I would talk to some people, I would see a trajectory and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be happy doing this. So what's next? How do I get out of it?
Yeah. Yep. That makes complete sense. That one sounds like me too. That is sounding kind of on the list. It's saying then the moon rules your emotions, moods, and feelings. This is likely the sign you most think of yourself as, since it reflects your personality when you're alone or deeply comfortable.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So it says, my moon is in Gemini, meaning your emotional self is often restless and unsettled. This sentence was interesting to me. You're extremely adaptable, which sometimes makes you feel pulled in too many directions. You are easily bored and need to feel like you're free to be creative and create meaning, which can make you feel like you're in a constant identity crisis, which made me think of you.
God, yes. Oh my God. The identity crisis that I have just opened publicly on this show even. That makes a lot of sense. Remember, there was even a period of time where I was just like, I don't feel comfortable being referred to as a comedian anymore. What do I do? I think this was before I'm like, I know I don't want to do this, but I don't know what's next. Like, who am I? what do I do? How do I present myself? That's a good one.
Yeah. It's funny how because I do consider myself to be very adaptable. I think living a life where you're in a different city and a different hotel bed every weekend, and I'm constantly adapting to different environments, and I think growing up as a child of divorce, going back and forth between two households, that's a thing. So, which sometimes makes you feel pulled in too many directions. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about how, even though it's good to be adaptable, the bad side of that is that you're always like, you're never settled. You're like going too many places too often.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Oh gosh, Kelsey, this one is hilarious. Okay, you have a tendency to be introspective and need some space and seclusion in order to pull up your strength. You may avoid the spotlight, and if you do find yourself in a public role, you tend to hide your true self behind that role. Because your will is directed inwards, you need to find a path for yourself that allows you to get away from it all, at least some of the time. You shine when you serve others in some way. How many times have I talked about how I don't know how to rectify this kind of in-between feeling I have between wanting to serve people and not wanting to be too visible. I mean, everything from leaving entertainment to permanently deleting social media to there's going to be some new things with the podcast coming up this year. Even that's my visibility is going down as my revenue goes up, which is cool. I'm doing it, but it's scary. And I don't know how to make sense of it. And I find myself really envying people who are like doctors or lawyers or scientists or whatever, who have these like really cool careers. They bring in a lot of revenue, but they don't have to be a public figure or they don't have to be highly visible. And I'm like, how can I get that and put it into my job? It's fucking, It's wild. Anyway, what's on you?
That one was perfect for you.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Did you have an area of your reading that had to do with how you are in relationships and love?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
The paragraph about mine says that my one for that is in Aries. And this baby lab says, you tend to be forthright and direct with your crushes. Even if you haven't confessed, you make a lot of inside jokes, touch them a lot, and maintain eye contact. Which is like totally me. That's true. I feel like I'm either like not interested in somebody or I'm very, you know what I mean? I don't feel like,
yeah,
I don't feel so about a lot of people. I'm either like, I know right away that I'm not interested in somebody, or I'm like, ooh, I'm interested. And then like, I'm not very shy about being interested. So
I think you and I are similar in that way. Mine was like, you are very direct. You go after what you want and who you want. And I'm like, yeah, I was mm-hmm. that person who would just go up to you and be like, I find you very attractive. What's your deal? You know, like I just, that's just how I did stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Love it.
Oh my gosh. So as far as the relationship stuff, I respond to problems or challenges with spirited enthusiasm and confidence. Now, there's upside and downside to that. A, whenever I find myself feeling stuck or something, my brain can generate like 100 solutions without even trying. And so that's nice. I never feel stuck. However, if let's say that Cam's experiencing a challenge, I can't shut off I have to actively try to shut off my brain to problem solving mode just to be with him in that moment and be like, yeah, this sucks and I'm sorry. And let's just be sad about this because my brain automatically, it's like a fucking faucet. The thoughts just start coming through of how about this? How about this? What we could do this to make things better. And so I know I have to know like when to shut off the faucet or try my best to in that type of situation.
Right.
Another relationship one, I enjoy entertaining others, often take on the role of comic, hilarious.
Right.
I find that I like entertaining within my own little circle or space.
Right.
I like family life. I like peace and quiet. I like to stay at home surrounded by loved ones. Yeah. I literally shifted my entire life and career to be a stay at home person. So I completely understand. Yes. I learn the best through my senses and not the traditional educational system. And simplicity makes it easy for me to get to point A to point B. I literally did not have a conventional schooling experience.
Right.
So I really resonate with that. This is interesting. I feel like you'll resonate with this one, Kels, in the fact that ordinary life seems drab to us, like uninteresting, where other
people. Not an option.
Other people, you know, they're content with something. And I used to beat myself up about that. And, you know, you have to live your vision or dream in some way, and you have a strong urge to act on that. And I realized like back when I was still at my day job thinking like, I'm going to get out of here. I'm working towards it. I just don't know what it's going to look like. Other people would express like, I don't like my job. I'm not happy here. I want to be doing this thing. But there was an air of like a little bit more content staying in that space where for me, it was physically painful. It was so uncomfortable to have these ideas and not act on them that it was more comfortable to do it than to like not do it.
And that's 110% how I feel too.
Yes. You don't easily tolerate dominating attitudes in others. You have a healthy respect for power or authority, but only if handled fairly. This used to get me in some trouble at my old jobs because if a boss was rude to somebody, I didn't really care that they were the boss. I'm like, this is a human to human interaction.
And you
making whatever amount of money doesn't allow you to treat people that way. And that's something I could not rectify in corporate experience.
Right.
Your sexual desire is very strong. You may even use sex as a bargaining chip in your relationship in order to achieve your goals. For example, when I say, Cam, you put the dishes away, I'll give you a blowjob. How's 8 p.m.? How about that? 8 p.m., blowjob, dishes, let's do it.
Hey, whatever works.
Yes.
Again, we're not sponsored by any of these websites, but if you want to check it out, I did feel like that CoStarAstrology.com website was the most easily digestible. Like, it's not so much information that you're overwhelmed, but it's like enough about each planet that you feel like you're getting some good info. So
that one sounded very good. Mine gave you 75 pages worth of information.
Yes, that's the one that I was like, I'm not going to be able to do that one. That's going to make me super overwhelmed. But this is interesting. I agree with you. I would think we should have an actual astrologist on. And talk to them.
Maybe that would be great. Find your time of birth between now and then so you can get an accurate
I would love reading. That.
I would love that. That would be cool. Sweet.
We have a Helpster recommendation. This is from Helpster Hannah. She says, get a positive affirmation card deck from I Am and Company. It says, I pull a card when I need a positive affirmation to say out loud. My goal is to get into the habit of pulling one daily and writing it down in my bullet journal for extra reinforcement.
Ooh, so good.
Thanks, you are
Hannah.
Killing it.
That's awesome.
I wonder if it is related to the app that I have, which is the I Am app. Talked about it before on here, how much I fucking love it, because it just, it's a widget on the top of my home screen now on my phone.
Yes, you've
and it just refreshes. Like, this is what's just hanging out at the top of my phone right now. It says, I must remember the incredible power I possess within me to achieve anything I desire. You know,
I love it.
When do you not need to hear that?
It's so just, good, dude.
It's so great. We all look at our phones constantly anyway. I just really like that app. And it's called the I Am app. And
that's great.
Like, yeah, this positive affirmation card deck is another great thing to do. So thank you for that recommendation, Hannah. And if you want to submit a recommendation, you can join our Patreon community at patreon.com/selfhelpless.
I love it. I like to pull oracle cards for the same thing.
Ooh,
really shifts my energy right away. Delicious.
Yes.
Awesome. And we also have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Emmy Fortin. It says, helpful and relatable. I love the range of topics addressed on this pod and how the girls always give tangible things you can do to help your situation. I recommend it. Emmy, thanks so much.
Thank you
so much for taking the time. We appreciate reviews. It's very helpful. And you can leave a one-liner. You can leave a paragraph. You can leave some emojis. Hey, that's up to you. iTunes.
That is up to you, but we would sure love it. do you have a segment, Del?
You know, I do have a good shit. I want to give somebody a shout out. So I was interviewed, God, probably like a year and a half ago, maybe longer. I was interviewed to be in a book, and the book finally got published. And the author, Chloe Cullen, this is an excellent book. It's called Perf, and it's called Perf, The Unspoken Flaws in a Perfect Culture. And to be honest, I haven't been able to read the whole thing yet, but what I have read, it's so incredibly well-written. The part that I'm in, I think I'm in chapter 4. I'm on a couple pages. I cried reading it because it was about my experience hitting severe burnout and really the steps that I took to change my life in a really huge way and letting go of a lot of accolades and shit like that. And oh my gosh, Chloe just did such an amazing job writing about my experience. It was like, it really took my breath away. So shout out to Chloe. Congratulations on the publication of your book. And thank you for letting me be a part of it. It was such a blast. And I wish you the best of luck. You can check it out. I'm sure it's on Amazon and all the places, but that was really cool to see. And Chloe sent me a copy with a nice little note, and I'm excited to read the rest of it. I have it in my office right here next to me.
Incredible. I also have a book recommendation. I'm barely into the first chapter. This is a new book I have started, but one of my best friends, Allie, finished it recently and let me borrow it. And she just could not say enough great things about it. And I already know that we should do a review of it on the podcast, but it's called Lifespan, Why We Age and Why We Don't Have to by David Sinclair, PhD. It's all about the science of aging and how they're discovering all of these things that, from what Allie described it to me, that like we could all be living 30 years longer than our current idea of how long we should be living.
Wow.
It just sounds fascinating. And I can't wait to finish reading it. And we will definitely have to do an episode on it.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
That's it for today. Please head to kelseycook.com and get those tour date tickets. You can go to ttomcomedy.com to get Taylor's tour tickets. And yeah, Adele, what else you got?
Yeah. Hey, DelaneyFisher.com for the Aficionado podcast. I have a bunch of business simplicity resources that are all complimentary for entrepreneurs and contractors and all that good stuff. And if you want to check out the episode of me and Cam, that comes out tomorrow. So stay tuned.
Yeah. All right. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say thank you.